together. Our flashlight beams transform the dark alley into near-daylight conditions where we aim them, breathing life into the bloody massacre strewn across the asphalt. One glance at the victim leaves little doubt in my mind that we're looking at the handiwork of the night mauler. But I can already see that this kill is far more brutal than the first one. The victim's chest is torn wide open, their rib cage split almost right down the middle. Broken ribs protrude from the carnage, an outcropping of bloody stalagmites. The scene triggers my nausea and sends my head spinning. Twice, I have to swallow back acidic fluid. The acrid taste burns in my throat and lingers on the back of my tongue. It takes everything I have to keep my stomach in check, but I'm a fighter. After a few moments, I find my balance and dig deeper into the scene. Unlike the nature preserve, this location looks to contain a treasure trove of evidence. Bloody paw prints litter the area and lead away from the victim. Nothing but paw prints.